This podcast is being published late due to family illness, but I wanted to go back and make sure we had a show for today for completeness of the archive. In TV news, briefly, for Sunday, 14th of August, everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Stellantis, the company behind Jeep, Peugeot, Ram and more, are considering renovating one of their Mexico plants to build EVs as they transform their lineup into battery-powered transport. One of those factories currently makes the Jeep Compass crossover. That'll go electric in 2024. And Stellantis wants 75 full EV models by the end of the decade, half of their US sales electric and three-quarters of their European sales electric by the end of the decade. And looking at more places they can build their electric vehicles. And of course, if you want to get access to the federal tax credit as it becomes law, as Biden signs it from the 1st of January over the next 10 years, you're going to want to make your vehicles in North America, of course, or you will not be eligible. Next, Ford's CEO Jim Farley responding to criticism over the Ford F-150 Lightning being increased in price up to $8,500. Price increases for some trim levels, and he says that there's going to be no relief on lithium, cobalt and nickel prices anytime soon, and they had to be done. Next, Arrival, the company that wants to make EV vans in their micro factories. A different approach to everyone else. Rather than these big gigafactories, they're going to make smaller facilities, but closer to where the demand of the vehicles are, in Bicester. In the UK, that's their location here. They're going to start making the van this quarter, which is great news. And then their US facility in Charlotte, North Carolina, comes online next year. They are still hemorrhaging cash as a public company, so production has to start as soon as possible. For now, the bus and the car with Uber on the back burner. Next, if you are watching some YouTube this weekend, watch Nico Rosberg's channel. He's taken his Rimac Nevera for a first drive alongside the founder of the company, Marte, in the passenger seat. And boy, oh boy, do they do some performance driving around some mountain roads. Got some images coming into the podcast of the next generation XC90. Patent images and renders done from them. And Motor One discovering a trademark filing at the same time. Maybe it is a coincidence. Maybe they all tie up. But the trademark is for EXC90. Now, we thought the car was going to be called the Embla. And Volvo were going to move away from XC40, 60, etc. But and move into names, but maybe they won't. Maybe they'll just put an E in front of all their vehicles. It'll be called the EXC90. That's the trademark that's been filed. We'll wait and see when that vehicle comes to market. More good news. That's even a sentence. In the EU, they've now given European approval to Tesla to build their new Model Ys with the BYD structural battery packs. Mentioned this yesterday, the BYD Blade battery. It's going to be 55 kilowatt hours, 440 kilometers of range on WLTP. So a smaller battery than the China-made Model Ys, which is about 5 kilowatt hours more. But the BYD batteries are going to be obviously lighter and have better energy consumption. A question mark over whether Tesla will use the opportunity to go 800 volts, because the BYD Seal, the vehicle that uses these batteries in China, is an 800 volt architecture. Tesla will have to at some point move to 800 volt. All car makers, I think, will over the next decade. Of course, there'll be some upgrades to do with the supercharging network, etc., etc. But we'll see. It could be the first 800 volt car from Tesla, which will be interesting because it'll mean that the Austin made and the German made Model Y will be, if anything, diverging. They'll look the same on the outside, but engineered entirely differently, because those BYD batteries are a structural battery pack, but much more repairable than the integrated 4680 cells that they're using in Austin. GM announcing a recall. No, it's not a recall. It's a service program for the Hummer due to some high voltage battery connector issues around leakage. And this weekend, it is the debut of the World Rallycross, the FIA World Rallycross Series, going electric. Love a bit of electric racing. And that is briefly